is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. This might be awkward. In a few days, President-elect Donald Trump will be face-to-face with a man he's long called Crooked Joe Biden. Here's CBS's Catherine Watson.
President Biden and President-elect Trump will meet in the Oval Office on Wednesday morning. Mr. Biden called President-elect Trump earlier this week to congratulate him on his victory. The president has assured the nation there will be a peaceful transfer of power, and both he and Vice President Harris have pledged to help the Trump transition team.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn says the names of some of the candidates for a senior position in Trump's cabinet have been leaked.
Since his speech on election night, President-elect Donald Trump has stayed away from the cameras, but behind the scenes, he's said to be taking calls and shaping a short list for his second administration. For Secretary of State, Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty, Rick Grenell, former ambassador to Germany, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio are being floated.
Officials in Qatar will no longer act as mediators between Israel and Hamas. They say it's because neither side appears to want to make a peace deal. The BBC's Joe Inwood in Jerusalem says this is not a good sign.
This appears to be another blow for negotiations that had already stalled. The Qataris had played a key role, as well as hosting the political leadership of Hamas. The group could relocate to Turkey, where officials have recently been spending more time. This would maintain lines of diplomatic communication, but maybe not offer the same safety from assassinations as Qatar.
Well, this is something you don't hear too often. Wildfires are burning in New Jersey. Bill Donnelly is the chief of the state's Forest Fire Service.
Things have been dry. It's been crazy dry, actually. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service in general has responded over to 400 fires last month and roughly 40-some fires between yesterday and today.
Residents of Camarillo, California are being told to stop drinking their tap water. Officials fear the city's water system has been poisoned by toxins that seeped in as wildfires burned in the area. Local Water District General Manager Ian Pritchard on how the toxins might have gotten into the water.
They're really sized to fight fires in the largest structure in the area. They're not built to fight wildfire. Hundreds of fire engines hooking up to these hydrants at one time. And really what that does is it stresses the system.
The Radio City Rockettes have lit up the Empire State Building to kick off the holidays. Rockette Emily King is in her seventh season of performing with the troupe.
I really did always grow up wanting to be a Rockette. I was lucky enough to see the spectacular for the first time when I was 14 years old. And once I saw that, it was a done deal.
And the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has arrived, a 74-foot Norway spruce, a sure sign the holiday season is beginning. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November. Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Is it a tradition to be valued, or is it animal abuse?
Some LSU fans are psyched that a live tiger will be back on the field for its battle with Alabama.
I would like for them to bring back the tradition.
I think it's great for football.
Louisiana's Governor Jeff Landry says this is about tradition, and he told Fox he hopes the tiger will roar a couple of times to indicate how many touchdowns the team will get. But not everyone is pleased over the plan to see a live version of the team's mascot, and there are multiple petitions out there against it. By the way, it won't be LSU's actual mascot, Mike the Tiger. This big cat comes from an out-of-state handler. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Authorities have ordered residents of a tiny village in eastern Switzerland to prepare to evacuate because an alpine rock slide looming overhead is threatening to break loose. If it does, it will move up to 1.2 million cubic meters of rock down the valley. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. Cloudy tonight with areas of rain and drizzle. Lows in the upper 40s to 50. Early drizzle on Sunday, then partly sunny for the afternoon. Highs to the upper 50s. On Monday, a partly cloudy sky. Highs in the mid-50s. And low 50s Tuesday. Right now it's 53.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
Davy Jones singing lead on that one. Daydream Believers, the Monkees on WRJN local news and timeless hits. Got it all for you. Rick Johnson here this afternoon, till about 6 o'clock. Here's the Classics 4.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
harmless little game that you are playing. I'm gonna tell you all the things my heart's been a dying to be saying. Just like a ghost, you've been a haunting my dreams, so I propose.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Make sure you tell a friend. Drag them along. Tune the dial for them just so that they can check it out. I guarantee you they're going to like it. You know, do you think farming is still a huge thing? Well, you'd be right if you said yes. All I got to do is drive out of our fair city here west, about 5-10 miles of Yerba, in the middle of all the cornfields. Farming is still a big thing here in Racine County. And WRJN has you covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. And her Midwest Farm Report, that's weekday mornings, starts here about 5 in the morning, so it's early, but that's when the farmers are up, along with the reports throughout all the day. Keep up to date on all things ag. That's right, All Things Farm, part of our local news. Timeless hits here on WRJN.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Shake it, shake it.
fun songs back to back. Hang on, Sloopy. And now comes Captain and Tennille. Love Will Keep Us Together. That was number one for them, too, in the, what, the mid-70s.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Play when we used to get along.
good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
She's in love with me and I feel fine. Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no steam or night. Words, the child of romance, she'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes a gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet battalions. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Yeah.
everybody's gonna wanna doze.
'68 for Manfred Mann and the Mighty Quinn. You're probably sitting out there scratching your head. Well, wait a minute. Why is Rick on right now? Well, because we have Badger basketball tomorrow. 7th day. Usually it's on Saturday, but we got it tomorrow. Appalachian State takes on our Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. Start time will be 10 a.m. here on WRJM.
You wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, 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 good
my.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together
now.
Everybody.
King Harvest. We'll be doing some dancing in the moonlight. I'm dancing out on the street. I got to get out of here. This is Rick Johnson saying, hey, we'll talk to you live next Saturday morning at 6.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I